Since the Last Nonsense. Written by Munix, read by a literal garbage heap. Summary. It has been 0 days since the last time Andrew was utterly, completely, obviously in love with Neil, and everyone knows it. The board on the fridge says, it has been blank days since the last time Andrew mentioned you know who. There are a lot of other words, all scribbled out to obscurity, and above the line someone has drawn a big red zero. Neil takes a juice pouch out of the fridge, his tongue poking out between his extremely kissable lips as he pokes the straw through the designated hole. He frowns when he closes the door and catches sight of the board, noisily slurping his juice. I mean, yeah, Andrew's low-key obsessed with Harry Potter, but what the fuck? He says, turning around. I am not obsessed with Harry Potter, Andrew tries to object, but it goes unheard. You should have a board for days since the last time Kevin forgot how to be a human being, Neil suggests. There's a muffled, hey, from where Kevin's eating ketchup straight out of the bottle, and Neil shakes his head. Never mind, that's all the time. We had one for days since you last said you were fine, Dan tells him. But then Allison turned it into a drinking game, and let's just say the collective hangover was so ugly we thought we'd turn over a new leaf. And that new leaf was Voldemort? Neil asks skeptically, straw messily hanging out of the corner of his mouth. Dipped in candy orange afternoon light, it's almost too beautiful to look at, so Andrew puts his head on the table instead to spare himself the pain. Nope, Dan says. Andrew can practically hear the smile dripping from her voice. Almost wishes she would elaborate, just to put him out of his misery once and for all. But she just maintains a mysterious silence that's bound to pique Neil's interest. Neil can usually smell a secret from a mile away, and won't stop sticking his nose in other people's business until he's found it. He doesn't even live here, but he's still single-handedly responsible for two couples in their group getting together. Dan and Matt, Allison and Seth. One breaking up. Allison and Seth, again. At least one by awakening. Kevin. And various dramatic sundry confessions, such as who keeps putting the empty milk cartons back in the fridge. Aaron. And who exploded the washing machine and flooded their basement. Jeremy. Figures there had to be one secret that would land in his blind spot, and Andrew's the lucky winner. Or maybe Neil just hasn't found out yet, because it's not actually a secret, and even Andrew has given up on keeping it from him by now. Trust Neil to be contrary like that. I can't watch this anymore, Jeremy exclaims. Yes, Andrew thinks. Finally. Kevin, give me that bottle. No, right now. Can someone go get McDonald's? I can hold him off until he gets some carbs in him. I'll go, Neil volunteers. I've got my uncle's car today. I'll come with, Andrew says, sitting up so abruptly his head hurts. It's not just the prospect of leaving these clowns behind. Tempting. Or getting Neil to himself for a precious 23 minutes, give or take. Neil's uncle's car is a wet dream on wheels, even if Neil doesn't usually let him drive it. No, Neil promptly tells him when Andrew attempts to replicate Matt's infamous puppy dog eyes at him. If I get so much as a scratch on it, my uncle will have me executed. I'll take good care of it, Andrew promises. Oh no, someone whispers behind him. It sounds suspiciously like Aaron. He's coming on too strong. Too strong? He's being too vague, if anything. Let's go, Andrew says loudly, pushing Neil out the door before he's even finished tying his shoelaces. He's wearing the shoes Andrew gave him for Christmas, the ones that cost him almost a month's wages, and the sight fills him with a gross sort of warmth. The sun is still clinging stubbornly to the horizon as they climb into the car. The day has cooled down, and the rush of the air conditioning raises goosebumps on Andrew's arms. Neil hands him his unfinished juice pouch, and Andrew cradles it gently in his hands, careful not to spill a drop. Neil's tongue is poking out of his lips in concentration again as he reverses the car out of the driveway. The tendon in his throat flexes. His t-shirt is a faded baby blue, one of Matt's old ones, stretched out and worn. Andrew knows for a fact that Neil's uncle buys him clothes, and sometimes Neil's outfits are a weird jumble of designer sweats and baggy old shirts, but his main concern seems to be convenience and freedom of movement more than anything else. The last time he showed up to the house wearing one of Andrew's hoodies that Andrew had thought lost to the laundry, Andrew had needed a whole day to recover from the visceral shock of it. So, Neil says, drumming his fingers on the steering wheel. I wanted to talk to you about something, actually. Everything in Andrew seizes up. This is it. This is the moment Neil tells him he's flattered by Andrew's interest, but not at all interested back. And can they just be friends? Yes, Andrew says. Too quick. Too desperate. Of course. I understand. No big deal. I mean, totally. It's totally, utterly fine. Neil is looking at him weirdly. Andrew would be looking at himself weirdly, too, if he weren't currently a train wreck in slow motion. What I wanted to say was, Neil continues, clutching the steering wheel in a white-knuckled grip and taking a deep breath. So, I'm kinda... Andrew breathes in slowly. It's gonna be fine. He can deal with the... Do you want to go to McDonald's or something with me sometime? Complete and utter humiliation. We're going to McDonald's right now, Andrew points out, drawing a blank. Yeah, Neil says. No. He pulls over. This is a bad sign. Andrew, Neil says, twisting in his seat until the seatbelt snaps him back. Do you want to go on a date with me? Something wet hits Andrew's chest, and he looks down to see he's just squeezed the life out of the damn juice pouch. Shit, he says. It's okay if it's a no, Neil adds hurriedly. It's just, I guess I thought there was something, like, we had something. Between us. Chemistry and stuff. Andrew stares at him. Neil looks back semi-apologetically. If I got it wrong, no. Andrew says hastily. You didn't. Actually, I was going to make a move soon, too. Yeah? Andrew nods. Totally. Very soon. Okay, then, Neil says, nodding too. Great. That's great. So, McDonald's, Andrew reminds him, and Neil startles and turns back to the wheel. Right. What was the order again? He asks. Like usual, and Andrew rattles off everyone's orders, like always. And no ketchup for Kevin. Right, Neil smiles, still a little jiggly in his seat. This time, Andrew tries putting his hand on the bouncing leg, and it stills miraculously under his touch. They inch slowly through the drive-thru, and while they wait for the food, Neil leans over the console and offers his lips up for a clumsy, breathless kiss that tastes like sugary juice and makes Andrew's spine feel like opening a can of soda after shaking it. Nice, Neil says as they draw apart, and Andrew surges forward again and nearly knocks their teeth together chasing for more. They pile the food into Andrew's lap, and he feels so hot it will probably stay nice and warm for the entire ride, no problem. Somehow they still manage to link hands despite their armfuls of bags when they get back. And after dropping them off on the ravenous masses, Neil makes a beeline straight for the fridge and erases the board, instead writing, It has been 0 days since the last time Andrew kissed Neil. The end. Thanks for listening.